Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine.
We have an exciting show as always, but what we want our listeners to know is that we treat and cure chronic disorders without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we mean that you will not need to even get our treatment after a while, given that you maintain a healthy diet and lifestyle. Last week, we had with us two amazing cases, Christian, who was diagnosed with Crohn's disease when he first came with us after suffering a year and a half of symptoms. Went through a barrage of tests, CAT scans, endoscopies, went through all the medications and still was having unrelenting abdominal pain daily, almost constant, where he couldn't even drive. When he first came to see us, really within the first few treatments, actually, his pain had dramatically decreased. And within 3 months of treatments, he was basically on maintenance every 4 to 6 weeks, did not have to leave work for sick leave.
You still cure. No symptom.
No more symptoms. And basically his GI doctor had written on his chart that he was 100% cured and no more symptoms of the Crohn's disease.
And he recently got into that emotional stress.
Yeah, so right. So he works for a very, very big company and had a lot of emotional stress and some harassment in the workplace causing a lot of tension, anxiety, insomnia. And so he went to go see a neurologist to have him fix the symptoms. The neurologist gave him three medications right away, antidepressant, something for his insomnia, and something for anxiety.
And that almost killed him.
Well, within 8 days, he had two syncope episodes where he passed out with palpitations. He was dizzy. He couldn't walk. He couldn't talk and had to be taken to the emergency room. Thereafter, a month later, he had another syncope episode and then another one in February. And there, after February, he was having the episodes daily.
Daily convulsions, he said, yeah.
Well, basically, he couldn't control himself. He felt like he wasn't in his body. He would get shakes. He would feel like he couldn't talk. And he would just feel like he was out of his body. Mm-hmm. And that was every day. So at the time he was coming concurrently, and we realized that the medication obviously was what was causing this. And so we tapered him off, and really within several treatments, the episodes became less intense, less severe. And
now he's off all
now
medication.
He's off all medication. And
takes a long time. He dropped it about a quarter of a pill at a time. because he did that a little more, he'll have severe symptoms.
Right. The withdrawals were quite severe because he was very sensitive. Mm-hmm. But really, in the last few weeks, he's had very few episodes.
So for those of you who have a lot of stress, you think that you go to a neurologist or psychiatrist and get pills, that would be the answer. That will kill you.
Yeah,
you come
it's
to
very
us,
dangerous.
One treatment, and you'll see that from our guest today, what one treatment with Christian, we're going to archive his show, listen to it, and listen to the guest today. Our treatment is so effective, no side effect, and you're happy.
Yeah. The problem with the anti-anxiety medications is that once you're on it, you can't get off of it. And not only that, if you increase it, the more you try to get off, the more withdrawals you get. And that's why people get the withdrawal symptoms from benzodiazepines, things like that. It's very, very, very,
very
dangerous
very
severe.
Yeah. And he couldn't breathe. He could pass out.
And actually, yes, he had a concussion because he fell. And he was so lucky that nothing worse happened. I mean, he could have broken his neck falling because he just basically dropped to the ground. So very, very dangerous. So just be very careful with your anti-anxiety medications, because you see what happened with Whitney Houston.
Come to see us, okay? We'll get rid of it. Yeah, for most people, much easier.
Right. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. And then we also had Bob that came all the way across the pond to see Dr. Tong from England. He's such a character. If you guys got a chance to listen to that story. But basically, he had an accident. He fell, right?
Yes.
Several years
ladder,
ago.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And basically, really, you know his history a little bit better.
Yeah, the neck, the arm's numb, the hand's numb. And then he dragged his right foot, the left side on the upper part. The
also
neck.
Had back pain, correct?
He has so much pain that he doesn't want to live. But then he discovered our website. He studied the whole website for the whole year.
Okay? For a year he did?
For a year, yeah.
Oh,
and he's, by the time we get here, he knew all our patients' names. Just ramble on, Di do this and Robin do this. You know, I saw the YouTube, what happened. And he said, I know you already. You know, even the first time I saw you. And he got very good treatments.
He got good results. He was able to button his shirt, which he was not able to button before.
He had only four treatments.
Yeah.
He is not tough because he only gave me four treatments to make it work.
Right.
So I had to give him a lot of shots. So he was sore.
Causing a lot of soreness, yes.
But he was very, very nice. He said, I don't expect miracles. On the weekend, he was sore because of I was trying to get rid of all the problem.
Yeah.
But Monday, he didn't feel good, the last treatment. Luckily, I found all the major things. He was so much better. The very first treatment, his eyesight was better, and he remained to be better. He was able to watch TV and read without his glasses, okay, from first treatment.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, that he improved on, I remember now, is that he lost a lot of weight. He said he lost about 12 pounds. No appetite, couldn't absorb his food.
That's very, very important, and that's why he was so tired.
Right.
And when he cannot absorb the energy, the chi from his food.
You can't heal yourself.
You cannot heal yourself.
Yes.
Okay, so he went back home. His wife keeps saying, wow, you look so much better. You look so much better. Even he was tired. After a long trip, he said I was tired.
Well, he gained some weight, too, actually.
He gained some weight.
Even within two treatments.
The second treatment, he told me that he wanted to gain back some weight. So I gave him an appetite treatment.
And then we gave him some herbs, too, which he said helped with the bloating and the gas and things like that.
Right after the treatment, he went to have a big hamburger from Coco. Big meal, and then that night he went to Panda Express. Those are the things that are not in our recommended
menu.
He
probably shouldn't eat it, but the fact that he was able to eat it, he had the appetite, was amazing.
Yeah, ravenous appetite.
He definitely looked healthier. So you can check out that show on our website, drtong.com. And our number again is 714-556-8664. Shall we get to our first guest?
Let's do it.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our guest today, Lynn. Welcome, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello.
Yes. Thank you for being on today. We are so appreciative that you took the time to share your story with us. Tell us a little bit of background, where you're from, and how you came to see Dr. Tong and myself.
Okay. Well, I live in Hemet, California.
Uh-huh.
And my husband listens to the radio, and he heard Dr. Tong and you on your radio program on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I want to go to Dr. Tong. I want to go to Dr. He just kept it up for so long. He said, okay, let's go to Dr. Tong.
Yeah, it's distant. How long did it take you to drive here?
about an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh my goodness. That's a long way, yeah.
That's a long way.
It's about 70 miles or something like that. But it goes fast.
So tell us a little bit when you guys first came to see us, what happened with you and your, because your husband's been on our radio show before too. Give us a little bit of insight on that.
Okay. Well, when I can't speak for him so much, but for myself, I have aches and pains from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
And I particularly had a lot of trouble getting up and down off of curbs and out of our small car because my knees hurt so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that has improved immensely. It's just, there's no comparison. Before, I had to hang on to my husband's hand to get down off of a curb, and now I just, you know, I'm fine. I just up and down.
And you
walk like normally, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pretty normal.
And this was after the first treatment, pretty much?
Yeah.
That's good.
Come to think of it.
Amazing. So that has sustained then. And when did you first came, what, several months ago, correct?
Yeah, I first came in November.
November, right. November.
I think. Yeah. And then I did the three treatments right together. And then we had something we had to attend to in New Mexico. So we went back there, and I wasn't able to get back on my regular schedule until February.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's been a while since your last treatment, since February, before February.
Yeah, so there was a big space there, and in that space, now this is the part that still amazes me. I went through a sort of a traumatic incident regarding my family, and I couldn't get back, you know, like I said, to my regular schedule. So when I finally did show up in bad shape, Dr. Elaine said, well, you almost look like your eyes are crossed in such emotional pain. I had never really connected emotional pain with treating the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And after that first treatment that Dr. Elaine did, I walked out of there like the world was off of my shoulders. I just, this huge weight was gone off my shoulders, and I'm just so grateful for that. It's unbelievable.
In fact, all the pain and all the symptoms, most of the time, is caused by emotional trauma.
Yeah.
The flow of the energy, chi is emotion, chi is feeling, chi is life.
Yeah.
It flows in the meridian. That's the mind-body connection.
Yeah.
When you have emotional trauma, you cause traffic jams there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, traffic jam, then the chi was supposed to attach to the blood and flow to the body and sustain health. But the traffic jam prevent the chi to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And each injection we give you, we dump your emotional trash, whether it's you or anybody else. And that's why people feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
In your case, especially because it's so overwhelming, emotional.
Yeah. Well, it was a huge betrayal that you experienced, right, with your family. So
terrible. Yeah.
And almost felt as if there was nothing you could do about it, and there was nothing you could do to even let it go when you came.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, she felt kind of like it was
here's an amazing thing, okay? We do not change your social situation.
Exactly.
Or family,
and I say that all
or,
the time.
Yeah. We did it all the time.
Your situation doesn't change.
Yeah.
Nothing
to do.
Exactly. Your perception of it changes, and how you deal with it, how you see it, how you perceive it, and it completely changes.
We have patients that were abused by their parents as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
We have a patient that was forced into an arranged marriage and hold grudges for years.
Yeah.
But one or two treatments, suddenly they forgive everything, they're happy.
Yeah.
This is really a miracle. No,
and that's
I'm not right to the point of forgiving yet.
well, you need more treatment.
Maybe I need a few more treatments.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You'll forgive.
Well,
it's
I think in this case, it's kind of accepting, and kind of sometimes things happen for a reason.
Everything happened for a reason.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you realize that, then you're able to forgive. But yes, what happened to you was quite traumatic, and a very, very deep betrayal from her sister, actually.
I don't remember now.
So,
So you know, get more treatment. You feel even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this last time that I went, you know, the same thing. It was like, I just feel so light when I leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's just amazing, and I love that feeling.
Right. As if right. Now, what other? Now, there's other things that we treated you for too. Your eyesight, the hearing, your hip, and things like that. Tell us a little bit about those symptoms.
Okay. Well, my eyesight, I do believe, is getting better, and each time I have a treatment, I notice for about 3 or 4 days, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then of course old things kick in, and I'm looking forward to coming back again already.
Yes. Yeah, when your health is sustained and you got enough chi that's strong, you mm-hmm. push the, you maintain the circulation in your eye, you get better. We just treated somebody from England, and their very first treatment, he doesn't have the screen to see TV.
Right.
And he's still, you know, it's been a couple of weeks, he still read better, watch TV better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. Now, the thing with the eyes connected with the liver. And the
yes.
liver deals with anger, frustration, stress, aggravation. So I know those are things that you've gone through. So when you're able to let go of that, the eye health will improve as well.
So uh-huh. don't get angry.
Easier said than done. But, yeah, that's with the eye.
Laugh at it. Yes.
Yeah.
I always try and remember that what Dr. Elaine said, just let it roll off of you. And I'm going,
easy, okay.
Let it roll off. Let it roll off.
Without treatment, it just rolls off.
With the treatment, it's much easier because basically what happens is we connect your spirit and your body back together so you become more, you are Lynn. When you have that trauma, emotional or physical, Lynn becomes disconnected from her body.
Exactly. You separate it.
Right. And then you're not yourself. Like you said, when you came in, you looked like your eyes were, it's like you weren't in your body, actually. It's just like you had no control.
See, when you said that your eyes are crossed, it's because your liver, you were so angry, you were so frustrated.
It's cross, like you're literally, you're cross at someone.
Right.
Does that make sense? I mean, the words don't lie. Any other improvements?
Mainly I notice my knees, my back is much better, my neck is much better. My neck was just, it's been a constant problem for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. And those were all within the first couple treatments, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
But each one gets a little better, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, like I told Dr. Elaine, I'm not in a big hurry. I'm just happy to get the progress that I get each time.
Mm-hmm. Are you a Medicare patient?
Yes.
Oh, see, even with 3 treatments every 2 months, we can heal so many things.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
As long as you learn how to adhere to the diet and alkalize and things like that we recommend,
mm-hmm.
you'll heal. Eventually, you'll be so much healthier and younger,
mm-hmm.
actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
okay,
Lynn,
well, do then.
Thank you so much for being with us on our show today.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664 for an appointment, or check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Okay, let's welcome our next guest, Susan. Welcome, Susan.
Hi.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here.
Yes.
Give us a little background. Tell us where you're from, what you do, and how you came about to see us, when you came to see us first, and why.
Well, I've seen you for about a year.
Actually, it's been 2 years. I just checked your chart.
Okay, 2 years.
Yeah.
On
and off. Not consistently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I try.
Yeah.
And, I came to see you the last time because I had a sore throat a week ago, and I just wanted to get that taken care of.
How did you first learn about us, and what was your initial problem 2 years ago?
I heard about you for a few years on the radio, and I would listen to you. And finally, I decided to take the plunge and give you a call and see if you could take care of a few problems I had.
Do you remember what they were, actually?
Oh, sure. I just adopted a neighbor's cat, and I would like to have the asthma and allergies associated with living with the cat alleviated.
Okay.
And that's been perfectly fine. We live together in harmony, and she loves to sit on my lap, and I pet her, and everything is really well with that.
So since the first treatment, you have not had a problem with that, or it comes and goes, or?
It's always a struggle, mm-hmm. but when I leave Dr. Tong's office, I always get back on the wagon to do better, because a lot of it is my own responsibility with my diet.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it's very
good
important
for you.
Yes.
So how were you able to hold the cat before you came to see us?
No way. I'd love to pet the cat, but I would have to immediately wash my hands, or when I would visit people, I would know they would have a cat, and I would start to have a problem after about an hour in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm one of those people that have the cat, and everybody
Ooh.
Else has the problem.
So you're able to hold the cat now, and it lives. I mean, it's your cat, correct?
She is my cat now, yes.
Yes. So the point is, okay, it's not the inciting agent. It's how healthy you are that makes
exactly.
the count. It's
exactly.
not the cat. It's not the virus. It's not the bacteria.
It's
not even
you.
The trauma.
It's your chi.
So don't blame it on anybody else. Blame it on you. How healthy you are, how strong you are, that determine whether you get sick or not.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also had heart palpitations.
I had heart palpitations. I had a laundry list of things.
Uh-huh. Mm. And what happened with those?
Those are working out just fine. I don't have hardly any anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
Good. That kind of make you weak and queasy. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then anxiety, back pain, stress, shoulder pain.
You don't remember any of this stuff?
I don't. She remembers the laundry list, but she doesn't remember what it was.
Yeah.
How's the anxiety and the stress?
That's always there. I deal with it a lot better. I learned a lot this last time I got sick, how stress does affect you physically.
Yes.
And how anger and things like that do come back to you and make you ill.
Mm-hmm.
So I realize I have to make sure that I have to watch my emotions, how they can come back at you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had to give a little detail. Susan doesn't have insurance, so she will save up and wait for a long time to get a treatment. If you have insurance, then we're able to get to us like once a week.
Or even every other week.
Yeah, every other week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some regularly, okay? All this problem will be history. Because, you know, unless, you know, you don't watch your diet, it's not that your problem not difficult at all.
Mm-hmm.
Each time you come, you get better.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about this time that you lose your voice. You could hardly talk yesterday.
Well, about 10 days ago, I woke up with a sore throat, and I went to work, and throughout the day, I got worse. Well, I realized I've got to go see Dr. Tong, and just to get this thing nipped in the bud. But by the time I finally got down to see you, I had been sick all day. And it started to get worse, and I knew it was going to be a bad one. I was achy and feverish, and I knew it felt like I might have a strep throat. And so I went to see you, and
you couldn't talk.
I wasn't at that point yet. I was getting sick, but as I recover, then my voice tends to disappear.
Mm.
That's very bad for a woman.
So you weren't able to talk? You lost your voice?
It gets very hoarse, very squeaky.
Mm-hmm. And very soft.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to breathe. My vocal cords just get really affected.
It sounds like a struggle for you to just voice something. Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
for a long time. Not a long time. Just a couple of days after after I saw Dr. Tong, I felt better. I did take the next day off to, you know, take care of myself. And I did not have the sickness I probably would have had.
Correct.
I would have been
exactly.
way worse.
Yes, yes.
Fever went away. The aches and pains went away. The sore throat was still there, but it wasn't as bad as it probably could have been. And I did recover quickly. But then immediately I had the hoarseness in my voice. And I was still kind of sick and still kind of having to take care of myself, but I did go to work and I did finish out the week. And then the weekend I stayed under a quilt and just, you know, rested.
Now, this was last week?
This was last week.
Oh, okay, okay. And you had one treatment, so you came back for another
one. Treatment,
okay.
And then I saw you yesterday mm-hmm. for the second treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And by this time, I had been almost a week with a hoarse voice. My lung capacity wasn't very good, almost like a bronchitis, and mm-hmm. coughing all night, and, you know, unable to get my rest. And I knew I had to, you know, go and see Dr. Tong again to get this, get the lid on this thing, you know.
But your voice so
much
better.
You sound much better now.
So
I
much
am
better.
Much better.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the voice actually, your voice is actually a reflection of how strong your lung capacity is. And the lungs have to do with your immune system. So, and it's your first boundary or with the outside. So when your lungs and your qi and immune system is weak, then the voice becomes weak too. So when you hear people's voice, that actually is a very good indicator of how healthy their immune system is too. People mm-hmm. with strong voices have strong immune systems.
And my weakness is my lungs. I have asthma.
Right, because you have asthma and allergies.
Exactly. Have. I work in a toxic environment with a lot of fumes
yes.
for 30 years.
Right. Yes. And see, the other thing too with the lungs is the lungs support the kidney. So when the lungs are weak, then the kidney becomes weak too. And that's why you have the anxiety too.
Yeah,
and
kidney
the back pain.
Deal with fear.
Right.
Kidney energy deal with fear.
So we really do have to strengthen your immune system, your lungs, in order to get your kidneys strong as well. So everything's connected. You know, when people listen to our show, we like to kind of correlate the different organs together to kind of explain why you get the different symptoms you get. It's not individual. Everything
you're
is
not random.
It's not random. Exactly.
You're not separate.
It's
not
separate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
They all tie
so
together.
So much from you. Yeah. Every show I listen to you religiously.
Well, good, because we want to educate the public, too, to show people that, you know, your body is a whole. It's connected. You cannot treat one symptom without treating the other because one causes the other.
We did not learn this through regular Western medical school.
Although we were trained in Western medical
school. Yeah, we trained there, but we didn't learn the really cause of diseases.
Right, right. So, yes, you sound much better.
Yes.
And then also, I remember when you first came, you started surfing too, right?
Yes. Something that I had anxiety with for a long time,
right.
that I was afraid of the waves. I was not afraid of the water. I've always loved the water, always loved swimming. But for some reason, as I'm older now, I'm middle-aged now, and doing that kind of thing, you don't want to get hurt.
Give you a little bit of anxiety, yes.
Well, usually when you get older, you get more fearful and more weak, okay?
Right, because the kidneys become weaker.
Exactly.
Yes.
With your lung problem, you have never been able to even try surfing.
Right, yeah. Well, Susan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it was wonderful.
And sharing your story.
Yes, thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.